You know, there's a difference at stake right now. And, you know, we expect the best of the best from both sides of the ball to go out there and just play a very effective game.
And Charlie, your coach, Tom, was talking today about the perception of what people think about this game, and he said nobody expects us to win this game.
I mean, if the way you look at it, yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone is giving us a chance, you know, to go in there and beat San Francisco 49ers. But in this locker room and within this organization, you know, we understand what we have, and we understand how we're going to go in and attack the game. And we understand that, you know, we're never going to take ourselves out of the fight. And, you know, we're a great team, as well as they're a great team. So may the best man win come Sunday.
Why do you think there is that? You know, you said, yeah, the people don't really think. I mean, you guys won the Super Bowl. You did beat them last year in the championship game. What's changed?
I don't know. You know, I'm not in the mind of the critics. So I just go out there and just play the game on Sunday. I leave all that up to them.
You think, you know, I mean, they're coming off 2 wins, 79-3, and, you know, they're pounding some teams. They have, you know, a little bit of better record. Do you think people look at them as they're the next hot team in the conference?
I mean, every week there's a new hot team. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what it is and, you know, what the facts are every week. You know, whatever is going to be the hot team, 1 week is Dallas, 1 week is San Fran, next week is Green Bay. I mean, you know, there's going to be new hot teams every week in this league. We all know that. So, you know, we can't get caught up on that.
Why are you guys not being considered the hot team?
I don't know. We're never considered a hot team, but it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to play the game Sunday, and we're going to play the best that we can.
Having played out there twice last year, does it help prepare for the atmosphere, the grass, the team, the speed, everything that's involved in?
Yeah, I think we know them pretty well as they know us pretty well. So, like I said, you know, it's all about execution and how you get things done on come Sunday.
You think Brandon or Mario's giving up some corporate secrets in the team meetings this week?
I don't know what secrets they can give up. I don't know. I mean, they can't give up too much on our defense. So. You know, it doesn't matter if they do it, they don't. You know, the game still has to be played come Sunday.
Thank you. How do you feel like Mario's played this year from what you've seen?
You know, I think he's been effective, you know, what they had him do. You know, a lot of reverses, you know, trying to get the ball in his hand fast and let him wiggle in space. And, you know, Mario does what he does best.
Do you feel like in that kind of scenario when you're facing a player that you guys know really well, obviously he knows a lot of you guys well, is there a defensive advantage there or an advantage on his part?
No, there's no advantage either way. Yeah. You know, you just have to still go out there and be effective in what you're trying to present.